And one of the first things he said that he noticed about Glasgow is that it felt like a much bigger city than the 14,000 population, and there seemed to be a lot of things going on. He also noted that the southern hospitality was evident from day one. Now, the trek of nearly 800 miles from Marquette, Michigan, didn't seem to bother him at all. He said the team at EPB has been very welcoming, and he feels like everyone is ready to move forward. One of the first things he said he wants to take a look at is infrastructure.
What I like is a smooth-running operation, and for us to continue to have that, we're going to really look at the infrastructure of the system, both the electrical system and the communications, and focus our attention on making sure that that's as good as it can be.
Puskala has a background in electrical engineering and says that he took over a top-notch operation at the Glasgow EPB. He said his team is made up of not only good people.
They're also very smart, very interested in seeing the EPB succeed, continue to be an asset to the community. I really think we're in really solid shape, really solid shape.
Moving forward, Puskala said he's ready to continue to grow the EPB. I asked what unique qualities he had that would serve him in his role as superintendent.
What I've found is that I'm able to take an existing situation and figure out ways to make it better.
Puskala and his wife of 31 years have 4 children, 3 of which went into engineering, and the other in biomed. I asked Puskala what was the secret to 31 years of marriage, and he said, well, he doesn't get upset very easily. This trait will surely help him in his new role. With WCLU Local News, I'm Angela Briggs.